About 200 people gathered at the Snow Country Prison Japanese American Memorial last week at the United Tribes Technical College in Bismarck. Taiko and native drummers performed together as dignitaries honored the 1,850 Japanese men who were confined here back when the site was known as Fort Lincoln. Satsuki Ina was born in a California internment camp in 1944, and her father, Itaru, was kept at Fort Lincoln in 1945 through 1946. Her book, The Poet and the Silk Girl, is a memoir based on her parents' letters, diaries, and her father's haiku. The memorial is the culmination of 25 years that Ina and the UTTC worked together to preserve this history.
There were trees that the Japanese American prisoners had planted, and there was this story that there were ghosts that wandered around, and that when the wind blew on these trees, it sounded like somebody was crying. So there was actually a healer that would come every once in a while and bless those trees. So when I heard stories like that, I felt like the memory of their presence was really being protected and honored.
Ina says there are efforts by the Trump administration to erase or dismiss past atrocities against communities of color. So she sees the UTTC's support, including giving some of its property to the memorial, as key to keeping history accurate and the government accountable.
This is, in many ways, an act of solidarity with the Native people and the Japanese Americans. And the lesson is, it's in our collaboration, our solidarity with each other, that we strengthen our truths and stand in opposition to efforts to erase our history, to alter it, to rewrite our narratives in ways that don't talk about the truth.
At the end of the dedication ceremony, a Japanese and Native flute player performed together as visitors placed paper crayons on the names of those incarcerated at Fort Lincoln. These were inscribed on slate tiles that once lined the barracks. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Bismarck.